Time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
All right. As we get ready to go into the weekend, I want to remind you that no is a complete sentence. That you can just say no and you don't have to give a reason unless you're asked for it. You know, we find so many instances now where we want to keep talking. Somebody says, hey, can you do this? And you don't want to, and you don't have the time for it. And let's say you're exhausted and you say, no, I've really got to do this and I've got to do this. And you're guilty. You feel guilty. Not that you are guilty. You just feel guilty. Oh, they need me to do this. You can just say no. Same for when I go to, you ever notice that you go every time you check out somewhere now, they're like, hey, I need your email address. Did you know you can just say no to that?
I've never even thought about saying no.
There's so many things that we just feel like we have to say yes to, but you don't have to. And no is a complete sentence. And don't forget, it's not just about saying no to other people when you need to. It's also about learning to say no to yourself and try to figure out if what you're doing is beneficial to yourself. Like sometimes you might say no. You don't need to check that news app that sends you alerts all day, every day. You can say no to checking it multiple times an hour. You can say no to engaging with that person on social media who's being a troll and just wants to argue. You can say no to that, too. And you can tell yourself that that's just going to deplete you of good energy for things you would actually enjoy. So remember to say no to yourself sometimes. We have to be willing to unclutter these things and not be on automatic pilot and not just, you know, react to saying, oh, yes, I have to do this. I have to engage with this. Take a breath, considering what you're saying yes to. And think of something you would rather do. Let's say you're just laying in bed and you're scrolling through and you're reading all the bad. Doom scrolling is what it's called, by the way. If you're like me and you can't help and you click on the articles that are going to make you sad, it's really, there's nothing you can do about it. Ask yourself, is this more important than X? And think about something that you want to do that's good for you, that you feel good doing, whether it's spending time with your kids or whether you want to get up and just move around the house or just, you know, take out the garbage, anything that would be better than that. So if you find yourself doing something that you don't think is good for you, just consider saying no next time.
No. Uh-huh.
All right.
Never really have thought about that.
No, sir. No. Thank you very much.
But thank you. I like that. And that has been a minute of motivation with Miss Josie. Don't forget, we do it every weekday around 8:45. We're going to put this on demand, so make sure you download that. Download our app, WHR, Star 99.1. And of course, we'll have all those details up, and you can listen online and to all the other great minute of motivations at mystar99.1.com.